Jerry Maxwell.
And I want to welcome everybody. We're into our last hour for a Tuesday. And as I have promised you, we have Paul Preston here on. Paul's on Skype, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes, so I am.
There he is.
We're
right
Skyping.
There.
We're Skyping away with Paul. Paul, there you how go. Are you today?
Great. How are you?
I am well. Welcome to the Terry Maxwell Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Paul, there is always been, since I can remember, talk about California being broken up into at least two states, if not five. And that I've been saying for years that I think that the Kern County should try and get together with either Mono County or I think San Bernardino County and try and get out of California.
Mm-hmm.
To go ahead and let California know that we're not happy with the way that we're being treated. We could then either join Arizona or Nevada.
Right.
That either one of those states would absolutely love what we have to offer with our agriculture and our oil. We really fight hard against what's happening up in Sacramento, which basically means we're fighting what's going on in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Now, you're involved with an organization that has got a pretty salient argument as to how we can actually accomplish this. Could you let people know, first of all, your background and then a little bit about what the proposal is?
Well, my background is I'm a educator, public school educator, and I was an educator. Excuse me. Didn't just get everything disconnected in the studio here. 41 years in the education system, and I was a custodian to a superintendent, and I saw the thievery going on, the open, blatant thievery by Sacramento, depriving our kids of just literally billions of dollars every year throughout the school year. You wonder why the schools are so sick and anemic and they don't have any cash. Don't blame the school districts. Don't blame the school boards. Don't blame the administration. And certainly don't blame the teachers. It's the people that are thieving the money, billions of dollars, in Sacramento. Schools are horribly underfunded, and that is a deliberately done stunt, if you will, a routine of deferral, deferral, deferral. In other words, if a school district's supposed to get in a certain pay period $10 million to pay for all the things that they've shoveled out, you know, for all the health and benefits and all the salaries for everybody, they do the proper paperwork, they send it into Sacramento, they're supposed to be reimbursed, you know, $10 million. But when the check comes in, you get six. And then they say, well, you know, a little bit short on cash this time, we'll give you the $4 million in the summertime. Well, summertime comes and goes, and you don't get the $4 million. This mm-hmm. happens all throughout the state, and school districts are starving for cash. And that, if you wonder why our schools are falling apart, that's the reason why. So I saw that sort of thing going on firsthand, and I realized that the system over time was really starting to break down. Well, I retired, and it was kind of an interesting scenario. I got myself into radio, talk show radio, and I opened up a radio show actually with the intent of bringing and calling attention to people, the plight of the dropouts back in 1999, and that evolved into another radio show that I do now called Agenda 21 Radio. And from that, I realized that there's a big scheme and a big plan that's been going on to destroy our state and destroy this country. And this, mm-hmm. you know, everybody was saying it was tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff, but you know what? Guess what? We're right in the middle of watching a coup d'etat of the President of the United States. We've watched it for the last 2 years. Now, that is not tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. That was stuff that we were actively involved in as radio people. And anyway, right. But to make the bigger picture, we realize that there has to be one thing that we can do to stop this march that we have towards the totalitarian mindset here in California and also throughout the nation. And we looked at different options, myself and a few other people back in around 2009 and 10, said the only thing that probably could work is if we go back to the founding fathers and create a new state. And take this state, the California, and break it up. Just exactly what you're talking about. Everybody realizes that, and I'm very familiar with the Kern Inyo Mono business and what it would be like to, you know, if you went into Arizona or if you went into Nevada, it would certainly be, you'd be a lot further ahead. That would be a problem because you'd have to get yourself past the state legislature, and that's another
right.
issue.
Right.
But
right.
what we came up with as we looked at the different models out there, progressing into 2010 and 11, that there was a couple of models that seemed to be reasonable, and one of them was the Jefferson model, and I actually joined up and became part of the leadership in the Jefferson group, And I thought it was moving along quite strongly. And then as things would change and evolve, they wanted to take a different direction and do lawsuits. Well, if you take a look at how a state gets split, it's an Article 4, Section 3 state split that we're following. And basically what you have to do is you have to get the consent. The new state that wants to form, you have to get the consent of the legislatures or the legislatures concerned. That means our assembly and our Senate. That's the legislature, not the governor, not the, you know, the attorney general or anything. And so we started looking at that and realizing that we could probably do what we thought we could do. We started negotiating with a number of people in different counties. We started out with four counties to begin with, then got to six counties and got to nine counties, then quickly got up to 18 counties. And at that point in time, we said we need to follow the model of West Virginia and other places in other states like Maine and Kentucky and declare our own independence, which is what we did January 15th, 2018. And much to surprise to all of us, we trended number one worldwide on Twitter for 13 days. and we're, again, following the model that was laid down by West Virginia and other places by declaring our independence, which was pretty much the smart thing to do in order to get this ball rolling. And right now we're
it wasn't getting much traction in the media, though, was it?
No, not at all.
Because I mean, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that it was getting a lot of social media press. That people were looking at it and saying, "Boy, that's a great idea. I hope they move forward with it." And you know, there's a convention of states that they're trying to put together for the United States of America. I can't remember how many states they've got now that have signed up, and how many more they need. But it's a daunting thing, and I wish I would have known more about it because I think is Kern County involved?
Oh yeah, Kern County is involved, and actually, if there's 52 of the 58 counties that are involved, we have 47 what we consider to be chartered counties and five provisional counties. And we have committees in every one of these counties. We're not as strong as we want to be right now. We've got, you know, when you have a whole bunch of people, you have hundreds of people in different counties and so on, you're going to ebb and flow with things. But we have a very, very solid beginning right now. We're actually doing our fourth constitutional convention coming up in Fresno on Friday and Saturday. And we have developed our own legislature, and we have sent documents off to the President of the United States, and the President has received them. And we're very, very proud of that. And we're going to be producing more documents on Saturday as well through our legislative process that we have.
What is the? I'm trying to frame the right question here because if this is what's happening this coming weekend in Fresno is a constitutional convention in order to form a second state, and I think we probably need to go back and let people know exactly how those states are, what they're going to look like, and the
sure.
populations and all that, and then maybe by the time you finish saying all that, I'll have formulated a good question for you that I think is the proper next question.
Well, the notion that the real problem that we have in the state of California is we don't have representation, especially in the rural counties. And Kern County is clearly a rural county. The city centers have a population base of around 21 million, and that includes Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Sacramento. The rest of the state, which is mostly rural, when you take a look at California, look at it on the map, and you realize we have city centers. But the rest of California is pretty much rural, about 85% of it. And when you break that down,
like the United States of America.
Yeah, exactly. So when you break that down, you realize, you know, there's 18 plus million people living in rural California. And we looked at these models of one and two and three state models, breakup of California, and we realized that what we wanted to do is break it up based on ruralness versus urban. And that fits also a challenge to Bakers versus Carr and Reynolds versus Sims, which is the breakup, the law, the Supreme Court decisions that came out in 1964, which is the breakup of the little federal model, which really has led us to this point where we have a monoparty system, where we have no Republican Party left. We only have one party. It's actually one. It's a no-party system is what we have.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's been set up and progressed that way, and we can talk about that too. But the notion of very challenging Reynolds versus Sims, which meant that no longer would a state senator, a sitting state senator, represent a county. what they would represent is districts based upon population. See, your senators, which are supposed to be a co-equal power-sharing branch of the legislature, co-equal power with the assembly or the House of Representatives, depending on where you're at, was basically neutered by that whole process. And it said that no longer will a senator in a county represent all the elements of a single, singular county. What they're going to represent is a district based upon population. And of course, we have our Senate District Number 1 up here. We have 11 counties, nine whole and two part counties, represented by one guy. I mean, where's the representation there?
Makes no sense. And I quite frankly, 6 months ago, I was talking this same language, that there should be a representative from each one of the counties, because if you're going to fashion it pretty much like the Constitution of the United States of America, where you have senators that come from each one of the states, we should have a representation from our county, because then they would represent what the county's interests were.
That's exactly right. And, you know, of course, if you read what's going on out of New York and Columbia University right now, what the Democrats or what the liberals are trying to do is now take, you know, to really screw up with the real federal model. The federal model calls for two senators representing each state regardless of population. Now what they want to do is they want to take a senator away from the smaller populated states and give it to California. So California would end up with 10 more senators, where, say, North and South Dakota would only have one each. You know, that's the way they plan to do it.
That's not going to fly.
Well, they're floating those ideas right now,
sure.
Of course somebody's going to bite on that. That's the direction they want to go. But we know that in New California, we stopped that. We challenged the Reynolds versus Sims lawsuit, because what we have done in our formation is that we have assigned by a select-elect process a senator to every county that we have on board, and also two assembly members. And this is the beginning phase. It's like a startup corporation. You have to have people put in places. As the executives, we selected people based upon their backgrounds to be chairs in each one of the counties, and they were selected. Then when the committees got together, they were elected to those positions. It's called select-elect, and they only have a term for a year, and of course when the state comes along, then that's a whole different ballgame for elections, as you would know. But this is where we're gaining traction with everybody. It's actually what everybody in the nation now is starting to realize. We have a new Illinois that has formed, and they've gotten just a bang-up job out there in Illinois. They're now separating Chicago. Chicago is going to become its own state. Which is kind of interesting. We also have New Nevada that's out there. They declared their independence. They're working with their counties right now following our model. We have a new Hawaii, believe it or not. And we have a lot of interest in Oregon and Washington.
You've got a lot of dissension in the different islands there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you, Paul. 18 million people in our area. And what sort of a timeline? I mean, of the 18 million, how many people are aware of this, are engaged in it, and what sort of a timeline are we looking at this point?
Well, we've made a really good footprint by way of representative counties, and our big thrust at the very beginning was to get into the counties, have contact, and get counties established, put the flag down, basically. We're at that point where we've done that. Now we're starting to spread the wealth and populate all of our county committees. As we grow through these constitutional conventions, we plan to have six of them, where this is number four coming up on Friday and Saturday. And then as we grow, we're going to become a little bit more noticeable. We're finding out right now that we had purposely kind of kept ourselves on the down low so we can grow, and we are spreading like wildfire now. We're getting to a real critical mass point, which is exactly where we're going to be right now. We designed it so that it would be initially the declaration would come out at the beginning of the election year, and then when we'd run through the primary system here in California, we knew that the failed system of voting and everything else would take hold, and the people that are the most conservative people, such as Travis Allen and some of these other people, would ultimately not make it through the primary. That's just the way the corruption is so corrupt as an election system. So when that happened, we got a whole host of people who came to New California, and now we're starting to really grow like crazy. So our time frame is 18 to 24 months, and we think we're going to achieve that. We've been in talks with people in Washington and in Sacramento. And they're very much following us, and we know that the president is following us as well. We absolutely know that.
Well, if they used Article 4 in order to separate West Virginia from Virginia, and we're starting to use that same model, maybe when we come back, you can kind of walk people through how it is that that can happen, and that the 25 million people who live along the coast, where the population densities are not in a position where they can really block what the other 18 million people want
right.
to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be right back. This is the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR, 1560 AM, 97.7 FM.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum. Stop by the Barn Chevron on Chester Avenue at 7th Standard. On the southbound 99, two incidents to watch for. One is between Rosedale Highway and California. There's an injury accident with ambulances on the scene. Also, southbound 99,
hey, Paul.
Yes.
I'm going to mute your phone because I use YouTube for music, so don't go anywhere. We're not going to lose you. It's just going to mute your phone, okay?
Okay.
I'm Lee Chevron, Time Saver Traffic.
Rush Limbaugh.
There's a part of me that kind of resents having to get down into the weeds.
Did you get
and this
what
stuff.
I said?
I don't know what these people are afraid of. The degree of hatred that they have for Donald Trump.
Attack, oh, slander, smear, demean.
The intensity of this opposition to him goes beyond even my well-known ability to analyze it.
Rush Limbaugh, weekday mornings 9 to noon.
It's irrational.
1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Amazing eco-friendly Termidor and Boricare to ensure termites are exterminated and never return. And the best part, you don't have to tent your property and no one needs to move out. Call Ryan Structural Termite Control now at 747-1603 for a permanent solution to pesky termites. Ryan Structural Termite Control. You don't have to move out, but the termites will forever.
I'm down over here.
A little bumper music. And
school teachers use personal funds for supplies. And parents, you sacrifice for your kids, so keeping a perfect credit score is difficult. Paul Blanco's Good Car Company can help you with an affordable pre-owned Honda, Toyota, Nissan.
Well, folks, this is an update of
it's an experience. You got to do that. You've got to do that before you die. We are talking to Paul Preston, and we're talking about not the seceding from California, but we're talking about the formation of New California. Are you back with us, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Before the break, I kind of led into maybe an explanation of Article 4, kind of like how West Virginia was able to create a new, quote, West Virginia from Virginia, because there was some differences of opinions and they just had a different philosophy and they wanted to be separated. Let's see. And how is it that the 25 million people along the coast that would not want to let us go would not have a say in that?
Well, the first thing is the understanding of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. There's two major elements in Article 4, Article 4, Section 3 and Section 4. And I want to maybe explain Section 4 very quickly, because this is the key element as to one of the reasons why we will succeed. And when people understand the Constitution, they understand this particular guarantee clause, as it's known, it's becomes quite stunning, especially in the events of today and what we're witnessing. You know, we just are witnessing this coup d'etat of the President of the United States, which is really what it's been. But Article 4, Section 4 of the Guarantee Clause states basically the following, that the government has to guarantee to every citizen a republican form of government, which is a representative government. We do not have a republican form of government in California any longer. We have a democracy. A democracy, by their nature, are dictatorships. You don't have representation. And that's the very important thing to understand. Nowhere in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence does it even mention the word democracy, because it's that scary as it was to the Founding Fathers. The second portion of that is that there is a guarantee to keep us free from invasion. And right now, that's not working out too well for us now, is it? We're being totally invaded right now. The third thing is to keep us free from domestic violence. That's Article 4, Section 4. Now, when a government fails to do that, which is what we have here in California, and we do have a dictatorship, we have a monoparty system that is now passed in an 11-month legislature, which can pass bills at will, and of course, they're doing everything they possibly can to constrain us and take away our property and property rights. But Article 4, Section 3 is the state formation clause, and basically what it says is that a state can form from a pre-existing state if it gets the consent of the legislature concerned and then that of the Congress. It's a very simple statement. Basically what it requires, this is a requirement now, that citizens come together and they meet directly with their legislature, not with the governor, not with members of the counties, not with all these other folks, because you see, when a state is in trouble, the Founding Fathers recognized the possibility there could be a dictatorship established and a democracy established in one of the states. So they put this clause in so that as you follow it prescriptively, you can make the changes and you can create your own state, and the citizens can rise up, because they do have the authority to do that under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, to take it upon themselves to form a new state. And this is exactly what we've done, is declared independence. So in the case of the situation developed in Virginia, in West Virginia, it was the Civil War. There were secessionist conventions going on all over the place, and Virginia became infatuated with secession into the Confederacy. And, of course, the people of West Virginia did not want to do that. They were more of the mindset that they did not want to be a slave state or a plantation state. So what they did is they started forming the citizens' committees, exactly like we've done, to actually become a new state and follow the process of Article 4, Section 3. Well, lo and behold, they came together in the first Wheeling Convention. They realized that the Civil War had already started. The secession was about to happen, and a vote was about to happen in Richmond. The vote actually did happen after their first Wheeling Convention. So they agreed to meet in Wheeling for a second time, and it's at that convention they realized, after Virginia had decided to leave the Union, they actually took a secessionist vote and they voted themselves out of the Union. Well, that left the whole notion of Virginia high and dry, and they had to satisfy that constitutional requirement of an Article 4, Section 3 state split. They had to get the consent of a state legislature. And so the Union wouldn't let them in. You know, they appealed directly to the Union and said, can we come in? They said, no, you have to satisfy that constitutional requirement. So a guy by the name of Pierpont stepped up, And he said, wait a minute, I'll become the governor of the restored state of Virginia. And we will become our own state, and we will form the necessary elements to become a restored state in Virginia and act in lieu of the state of Virginia. And they took that to the Congress, and the Congress said, yes, you can do that. They granted that authority to Pierrepont. They then next, the West Virginia folks, went and appealed to that government, and they granted it, and they granted the movement to become a state, and then they moved on to the federal government, which 2 years later gave them statehood status because they clearly wanted West Virginia to become a union state. Now, we're in a similar situation here in that we have a state that's clearly in crisis, if not distress. We're moving very, very quickly every single day, faster and faster down this road towards socialism and totalitarianism.
Well, towards Venezuela.
Exactly. Listen, I grew up in Orange County. I went down to the Santa Ana River. I walked those trails down there. I used to ride horses down there on those trails when I was a kid. And to see all those people down there, homeless, thousands of them, and you go everywhere in Los Angeles. This is Venezuela now.
Yeah, tens of thousands.
And so we have just, you know, our situation is exactly very, very similar to what we're seeing with the West Virginia scenario, because you have Gavin Newsom and all these other folks. They want to split this state and form a new country. Let's be very clear. They want secession from this country, and they're working hard at it. And every law that they pass, by the way, they just wanted to pass this most recent law that the Senate did about excluding Donald Trump off of the ballot, off of the primary.
Right.
That's clearly a violation of Article 6, which is the Supremacy Clause. It's a clear violation. And they're going to continue to pass these laws that are clear violations of Article 6. Now, the Article 6 Supremacy Clause is really simple. It's a very simple that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And no state is allowed to go beyond the supremacy of that constitutional clause.
Right.
But California has decided, with sanctuary state and all the other things they're doing, and the enablement of the
anyway,
yeah, they're blatantly violating that. So that puts us in our position that what we actually did, we were smart enough in the very second constitutional convention, we passed a resolution declaring that we would step up and create a restored California government if, in fact, there is this movement that is similar to what we see coming, actually coming, and what happened in Virginia. And we submitted that to the president. And then we passed three additional resolutions at the last constitutional convention demanding that we have protection, that we have a Republican form of government, and also that we as new Californians are, you know, want to be free from invasion. There's clear violations, and we listed the violations. And, of course, the violence thing, and Kate Steinle comes up, and Rinell Singh. All that stuff is all packaged in that, and we sent those off to the president as well. So he got possession of those, and we've been acknowledged as having received them. So we are moving very quickly in New California, and that's why this upcoming convention is going to be even more important, because we're actually going to challenge now, come out challenging, be the first people, really anybody legitimately challenging Gavin Newsom in the state of California in the laws that they're passing, which are unconstitutional.
Let me make sure that I understand this, because if I'm going to be talking to my audience about it, I want to make sure that I am 100% clear. To move forward, you need to convince the legislature here in California that exists that they have no problems with us creating a new state. Is that correct?
That would be one of the directions, yes.
Okay, that's one. And then second of all, you'd have to have the legislature in Washington, D.C. approve of such a move.
Correct. There's a two-step part to that. Get the legislature of the state or states concerned. There's only one state at this point. And the other part of that is get the permission of the Congress. And so our timing is absolutely superb. We think that California right now, if you've been following any of the economic things going on with California, they're as broke as a joke. And from a functional standpoint, it doesn't look like they're going to be in really good shape come November. And now they know what's happening to them financially. We've been monitoring very carefully. We actually do talk to people in Sacramento who give us the brief updates and so on. And we know what the health of the state is. It's not anything like they say it is, of course. So we anticipate there's going to be some extreme financial hardships on the state of California. So that's going to make them a little bit more malleable to our plan and our design to do a new California. And we will do the proper course if need be. The other part of that is if there's going to be some event, perhaps a financial collapse for California, then and there is a need for the president to declare an insurrection, then we're ready to go. We have the documentation in front of him already.
Okay. Well, have you got a few more minutes, Paul?
Sure.
Okay. Let me put you we've got to go through a commercial break and we'll come back. Ivan, if your question is how long will this take, he already answered that 18 to 24 months, but we can certainly ask Paul to go through that again. But
sure.
I think, Paul, the other thing that we want to talk about after we come back is if we've got a supermajority in Sacramento, we've got a governor, everybody is in there, how likely is it they will say, oh, yeah, if you guys want to get out, no problem. What sort of a situation is going to create it so that they'll go, yeah, we don't want you guys part of what we're doing anymore anyway. So when we come back, we'll do that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Paul. Okay, we're right back. This is the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR, 1560 AM, 97.7 FM.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum. Stop by the Taft Highway Chevron. It's your last stop before the Grapevine, just west of the 99 on the 119. Southbound.
Identity theft protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. And
I got you. Never mind. I muted your phone like an idiot.
One of LifeLock's identity restoration specialists.
All right. Yeah. We still got about.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get identity theft protection. So visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUN.
Time restrictions pursuant to L-certified warranty and maintenance plan apply. See your Lexus dealer for details.
Razzleberry ring pop!
Pegasus wings!
Cotton candy!
Bird spray!
games.
Ew.
Silly rabbit.
There are more than 15,500 tobacco flavors on the market and counting.
Unicorn poo?
Yuck.
Double rainbow.
Mermaid tears.
If you can't sense the harm, how can they? Go to flavorshookkids.org to help protect kids from a lifetime of addiction.
The new Terry Maxwell Show, 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We are talking with Paul Preston about the possibility of New California being formed. And it's pretty obvious that the 25 million people that would be on the coast of the old California, the California that's going to fall into the ocean anyway, and we form the new California, that they can't block us. But certainly, what is the interest for the legislature up in Sacramento for, quote, letting us go? So, well, Paul, if you kind of jump into that, that'd be great.
Sure. And let me correct the map. When we started getting into this venture, we started having people reach out to us from the various counties, and a lot of the counties, including, you'd be surprised, San Francisco, Marin, and all the counties that we're excluding, all went in. As they've seen the model develop, you can well imagine they want out too. You have Democrats who want out. Sure. Imagine that. Because they recognize totalitarianism, obviously. But the coastal counties have, they came to us kind of late in the game, and they have just, I'll tell you, it's just been a wake-up call. They're some of our largest groups of people down there. They're the most vivacious. They're just absolutely screaming at us. So we actually included San Luis Obispo, Monterey, Santa Barbara, Ventura counties in our model. So it's the rural areas.
I can tell you Ventura is very conservative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we got a rocking group. We actually have North Los Angeles County. We call it L.A. Rural. So, you know, we include all the rural areas of some of these larger counties, which, you know, not the urban areas. But those areas are with us. So that brings the population to us at about 18, 19 million people. But the other part of it is, why is this all going to happen? And the basics is economy, the economics of what's happening in California. And our projections are that California is really running out of money very quickly, and that's going to create huge financial stress on the people that are involved, obviously, in the state of California. Now, it was interesting because an article, after we declared our independence, we were, you know, contacted by a whole bunch of people from, you know, the Fox News folks and everybody else, and many, many constitutional scholars, and some very interesting ones at that. Anyway, also, we got an article that was written about us by the University of Tennessee law professor by the name of Glenn Harlan Reynolds. And the article is titled, this is, you know, weeks after we declared independence, says New California could become the next West Virginia. And he looks at the numbers, and he's been one of the guys who's been absolutely spot on in what we've been doing. And he looked at the numbers, and he said, you know, this scenario would constitutionally look like this as to how this could happen. And under his scenario, what he says is that, and you have to keep in mind, this is his projection was 2021. The year is 2021, and the governor of the state of California is really stressed because money is just not coming in. They don't have enough money in the state of California to proceed as a functional entity any longer. So he calls an emergency meeting of the legislature. And when he does that, he calls this meeting to basically say, look, we have to dive into the retirement funds, the PERS and STIRS, and take that money so that we can function as a governmental entity. Well, he calls the legislature together under his scenario. And when he does, no one shows up. Basically, what happens is that the Assembly and the Senate absent themselves from the area. And actually, they move off to probably Reno, Nevada to get out of the state because the governor can issue a warrant for their arrest through the highway patrol if they don't show up. Right. And in that, what happens is it creates a financial insurrection, basically. And that gives cause for the president to step in and create or allow the new government of New California to be formed. And he actually mentions Fresno in the article that in his scenario that he would bring in the 101st Airborne to protect the new fledgling government in Fresno, California. So this is everybody says this is kind of wild and crazy. But listen, these state legislators that are there, and you got to remember there's only 120 total state legislators. There's 40 senators and there's 80 assembly members. These people, when they do not have money to play with any longer, are going to listen to where they can get money, and that money would come from us, New California, because we would offer a completely different constitution, one that doesn't call for 11-month legislature to be formed. We'll meet once every 2 years as a legislature.
Because of the geographics of it, we would be able to form. I mean, if they've got 20, 25 million, do they still have a majority of the senators and state assembly?
Well, you got to remember that we're going to form a completely new state and we've done that already, actually. We formed a governance structure. We have an infrastructure already in place. But and we have nothing on them right now at this point in time. They would still be staying with their own constitutional model no matter what they do with their constitution as a state. So if it would include the counties of Sacramento and in the Bay Area and also Los Angeles proper, that would be their state, and they'd still be stuck with the number of legislators that they have. But we as our own entity, would then be free to go in and negotiate on our terms a state split, which is exactly what we're doing right now. We're doing a lot of stuff in advance of this whole process because we know it's going to happen. They know it's going to happen, and they're looking for help. That's the real deal, what's going on in Sacramento. Many of these people that are really out there that understand what's going on, they're looking for help, and we are that help. And we know that we're going to do this. It's just a matter of timing and a matter of time. And okay, so does the president.
Paul, what do the listeners right now need to do to get more involved to help out with this effort and to get more information?
Well, the best thing to do is go to our website, which is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And as you look at it, there's tabs there. The first tab you'll see is about our convention coming up here on, and then everybody's welcome to come to the convention as a gallery member. We'll have legislation, and we'll also have some witnesses that are going to be there. The Angel moms are going to be there. Agnes Gibney is going to be there, and Angie Morphine. Both are going to be there and give their testimony to our assembly and to our Senate as we pass resolutions supporting the anti-sanctuary state movement. And that's going to be one of the major resolutions. And we also have some other very, very important people going to be showing up on Saturday as well. So this is going to be this Saturday. You can get the information about it there on the website. The other thing, too, if you want to really get involved, is go to the little button on the side of the convention and on the state flag there and click on it. It says sign up and fill that form out, and we'll get in touch with you. We have a lot of people coming in from Kern County in particular and Fresno County.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're really, really pleased. And we know that this is moving. It's moving quicker and accelerating very, very quickly. And the people that have been with us for the last 2 years in this process, we figured out that things like the Tim Draper model was totally unconstitutional. Tim Draper, he started out with a six-set state plan, then the three. I interviewed him on my radio show two different times, and his attitude was, I'm a billionaire, and we're going to create these states, and he didn't care about the Constitution. And I said, so people called me when they had the three-state thing going on, and they said, what do you think of this? And I said, well, Tim Draper's plan is dead on arrival. And I said, not only that, it's dead at the scene constitutionally.
Well, that's why I've asked the tough questions of you today, Paul, is because I think that this is exciting. I mean, I think there's plenty of people listening to this program going, hallelujah, but what are our chances of this actually happening?
I think they're 100%. And we started this process, actually the people from Illinois contacted us last mm-hmm. year, and they were just ecstatic, and now they're pulling their thing over there. And it's kind of interesting, they've actually brought their resolutions forward to the floor of the assembly, and nobody's turning it down. They're all staring at it like, what are we going to do with this thing?
Paul, how many people are you expecting for your convention this weekend?
Probably several hundred. Looks like several hundred. And everybody's welcome to be there. And it's a learning experience. It's history in the making. It is history in the making.
That sounds good. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for your time today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you soon in the future. And for everybody, it's newcaliforniastate.com. That is their website, and you can pretty much access any of the things that we have talked about, what the game plan is, and how you can get involved. So, Paul, again, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Okay, we will be back. This is the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR, 1560 AM, 97.7 FM.
Time Saver Traffic is brought to you by Sullivan Petroleum. Stop by the Taft Highway Chevron. It's your last stop before the Grapevine just west of...